We're visiting with Lebo girls basketball coach Patrick Gardner here on the Area Coach's Corner. First off, coach, congratulations on winning the Lyon County League tournament last weekend, and last night picking up an 18-point victory over Marmaton Valley, 50-32, where Sage Hadley had 23 points, and you know, Audrey Peak had a really good LCL. Do you feel like right now your girls are starting to, you know, play at the level that they want to play, and there's still more potential waiting?
Yeah, I think for sure we're definitely playing, especially on Saturday night. That was definitely probably one of the most complete games that we, you know, played together. I thought, you know, we started off a little bit rocky there to begin with, but then I think we got control of it there pretty early, and then extended our lead there in the first quarter in LCL and played well. Audrey obviously had a very nice game, really good first half, and that kind of kept us going. I thought defensively did everything right, gave up some backdoors, which you're going to give up because you're not going to be perfect, but I was very pleased with our defensive effort and the way we talked and communicated. Last night, maybe not so much on the communication end. I think we gave up 14 field goals and all 14 were layups last night. So we got to fix that a little bit, but they're, you know, Marmaton, very well-coached team, do some really good things. So to go down there after three-game stretch on a Tuesday, playing a team that's only lost two games, you know, for us to come away with 18, I thought I was happy with that. And actually, we were pretty efficient last night, so that was good to see too.
Well, and Coach, that stretch that you mentioned, because we talked 2 weeks ago, and you played makeups with Waverly and SEC, and then you played in the league tournament against Waverly, Madison, Opie, and then last night. So that's six in almost 2 weeks.
Yeah. So, I mean, I can't remember who said it, but, you know, that's a player's dream and a coach's nightmare. It's been good. You know, we're trying to get through this sickness stuff. You know, we played without Emma Marsh last night, which I thought Emma had a really good LCL game on Saturday. She's starting to really come on and give us some good minutes there off the bench and provides really good things for us, along with, you know, Sierra, Abby, Katie doing their thing has been good. And we got some really good minutes. I think it was the second Friday night semifinals out of some of our sophomores that can play. There's just not a lot of minutes to go around. I thought they came in and did a really good job. They came in and gave us some good minutes last night as well, too. So we're starting to come around, starting to continue to get this thing moving the way we want it to, getting some girls some minutes. They're competing. We're competing in practice. You know, as long as we can stay away from this sickness, you know, February's a long month. So we just got to be ready every time we take the floor because we got some big games coming up.
Visiting with Lebo girls basketball coach Patrick Gardner here on the Area Coach's Corner. Coach, you get West Franklin coming up on Friday next week, Linden, and then, you know, on the 12th and the 13th, you'll play a Monday and Tuesday back-to-back. You'll play Opie again in a non-league game. That Opie-Lebo game on the 12th is our area game of the week on Country 101.7 FM. So getting ready to, you know, see some of the Flint Hills League schools, and Linden should be a test for you guys. I believe you guys get Osage towards the end of the regular season, West Franklin. So you got some tests coming up.
We do. You know, getting Opie again for a third time, obviously that's going to be a tough one. But we got two games before that with West Franklin on Friday and then Linden, you know, who's playing well. I think I saw where they got beat last night by Wabunsee, but still the coach is doing a very nice job there getting her group going. Some really good young talent there on that basketball team. So it's definitely something that we got to come ready to play. So plenty of games left on our schedule. We got five left here before we get ready and geared up for sub-state. So we got to get everything figured out the way we can. You know, we'll throw in some rest days here this week. You know, we'll have today off actually to get ready to go for Friday, and then I'll give them next Wednesday off since we're off on Friday as well too. So, you know, this time of year you got to take care of your athletes, and we're going to try to do all we can. A lot of being pulled in different directions for everything. So, you know, the girls, I think they'll spend their time. They're doing a good job right now. They're excited. They're hungry. and they'd like to finish this regular season out, you know, as well, the way that I would. So we're excited and ready to go.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck on Friday with West Franklin. Best of luck coming up on Tuesday with Linden. And we look forward to seeing you guys on the 12th as you guys will host Opie. And we'll talk to you again in two more weeks.
All right. Thanks a lot, Bill.
That is Lebo girls basketball coach Patrick Gardner joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Miller Granite and Grimmett Construction on KVOE, live and local.